Morning, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here until 5 o'clock, as I am your overnight dude. Yeah, man. It's a Wham Wednesday, yeah. We alternate between Wham Wednesday and White Snake Wednesday, yeah. Now, you know, when I was singing the praises of Wham last week, I believe I was mocked by both my teammates here on the overnight program, Dan and Esmeralda. Now, have either of you gone back and explored the vast and brilliant discography of Wham?
No.
Dan?
Negativo.
What the hell's going on here, man? You guys should, both of you should know all the lyrics to Young Guns by now. Yeah. Wham Wednesday. Do you think now that that will trend? Because do you think there's somebody out there who does? Now, because we've discovered that there's White Snake Wednesday actually trended. It had nothing to do with this show because there was somebody on in the intranets systems that Al Gore created that has started the White Snake Wednesday, and that's why it trended on the tweets, on the Twitteries.
I just did a quick search and Wham Wednesday is already a thing.
Oh.
I think separate of us.
You know what? Somebody probably just beat us to it last week. I mentioned it on the show, and then somebody got on the intranets before us. It's like the Golan and Globus guys of canon. They want to get it first. So, all right. Well, Wham Wednesday. And we're not going to celebrate, really. Are we going to celebrate any? Are we doing any Wham stuff today?
Would you like to?
Yeah, we could play maybe a Wham song or two before the end of the program, right?
Sure. We can bump back with Wham songs. Their extensive hit catalog.
They have a million hits. You know what? Bigger than the Beatles, Wham. Dan's not even going to acknowledge that. He won't even look in my general direction. There are times when Dan won't even look at me. When I say something, sometimes he'll look at something else and just shake his head and like, why am I here? What am I doing? Esmeralda, are you starting to get to that point? You've only been working on the show. I've known Dan for many years. Have you already got to the point now, Esmeralda, where you're like, oh, God, I've only been this guy with a few months here, and I can't take it anymore?
Well, the thing is, I only have the camera and the video to look at you, so I really don't have to. Dan has to look you in the eyes, like, in person over there. I don't have to. You're just kind of like a little tiny thing in the screen.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
If I don't turn my head, it's fine.
You're fine. I can see Dan wishes that he could look at me through a camera lens, and I'm just some little insignificant thing. Well, I think he already thinks that. All right. Wham Wednesday, man. Yeah. Foot Cheese loves Wham Wednesday.
Foot Cheese doesn't.
He does.
He loves Whitesnake so much, and he hates that they're stealing attention.
Oh, no.
If anything, he's got an anti-Wham campaign going.
Is that what's going on in the other room in Johnny B's
Yeah, they're
studio?
Actually burning. They're doing it a la Steve Dahl. Just burning.
They're blowing up Wham. They're blowing up Wham CDs in Johnny B's old studio.
Yes.
That's what's going on right now.
Yep.
Actually,
wow.
That's how they knocked down the Ed DeBevics.
That's how they did it. They just brought out a bunch of... That was their remote. That's how that happened, was the last remote that Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese did. They said, yeah, man, bring your Wham albums to get in for 98 cents. But see, I don't think enough... Nobody showed up, so what did they blow up? Did they have to bring their own
Wham CDs?
No, but nobody showed up.
Yeah, but they had enough on their own.
They had enough Wham. Well, one is enough for those guys, I would say.
Right, and a lot of, you know, just fire. It's fine.
Okay.
They put some leaves down as well.
Is undergarment okay? That's what we're most concerned about.
Yeah, no, she was fine.
She's fine. You know, she's the eye candy of the show. For those of you who don't know, there's a morning zoo show that comes into this studio when I'm through at 5, and they do their own show in here. It's Shadow Bags and the gang, And
now there's gonna be calls and emails wondering about the morning show that's opposite Steve Cochran.
Yeah.
People are gonna
nobody
wonder.
Hears it. Nobody uses the studio except me. Really, seriously, I'm the only person on WGN that uses this studio. Everybody else is downstairs in the fancy schmancy little studio that everybody can see on Michigan Avenue. I like this studio. I'm 5 feet away from a bathroom is one of the reasons why I like it. No, this is a fantastic studio. I've always loved this studio since it opened up in 2012, and I've been using it ever since. So nobody uses this studio, so it doesn't go out on air, but these guys come in here every morning at 5 a.m. on the weekdays, and they do their morning drive show, which nobody listens to. It doesn't even broadcast, but we don't tell them that. They come in here, Shadow Bags and his cohorts, Foot Cheese, the Hot Chick Undergarment, there's Olive Loaf, and Omelet Head, and that's it, right? Those are all the... Am I missing any of the characters?
Nope, I think you got them all.
So there are all the mornings, and they do all the crazy, yeah, man, 15th caller gets Mellencamp tickets. The phones aren't on, and nobody can call in. So they've got like a stockpile of Mellencamp tickets that they haven't given away because nobody can call in to win them. They do stunts out in the middle of Michigan Avenue. Nobody sees them. Nobody knows what's going on. Yeah, Foot Cheese is going to go out on Michigan Avenue and do jello shots off of undergarments, but... And they end up just getting arrested because it's not, there's no food, there's no technicians out there, nothing. They're just two idiots out in the middle of the street doing shots. And then the cops come and go, what are you doing? Yeah, man, it's a morning show. No, it's not. Get out of here. So that's what happens in here. We keep them locked in Johnny B's old studio, Studio B, which is right behind where Dan is sitting. So they're locked in there. They're released to come into this studio from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then they go back into Johnny B's studio and are locked in there. So they're in there right now, preparing, doing a lot of show prep. They do a lot of show prep, more than we do here.
Fact.
So anyway, the Morning Zoo program of Shadow Bags and the gang, including Foot Cheese, that happens here from 5 to 10 a.m. You can't hear it. It's not broadcast. But if you were to stroll up here on the 7th floor and look into this studio, you'd see a group of maniacs having a good old time. You know? Putting man cow to shame with the idiotic antics. So they don't like... So Foot Cheese doesn't like Wham Wednesday.
No,
he's... Such a devoted fan to Whitesnake there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to recruit Undergarment.
Now, yeah,
she doesn't really care.
She seems like a Wham woman to me. Okay. By the way, if you want to contribute to Straight Out of Context, it's very easy. Every Friday morning we do this segment called Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you laugh, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And if you also want to be a Nick D Show spy, that's when you listen 24/7 to this station. And whenever I'm mentioned or anybody on the show is mentioned, again, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
708 reminds us we did create Nut Free.
Nut Free. Oh, Nut Freeze.
Nut Freeze.
Yeah, Nut Freeze. That's right. I forgot about Nut Freeze. Thank you. We got to keep track. Somebody better write this down.
Because
Dumont's going to need all the names when he inducts us into the Radio Hall of Fame, which is inevitable with the kind of incredible material we're putting out right now, that, you know, he's going to want all the names of the fictional...
Wait, are we being inducted or are they being inducted?
They're probably going to get inducted before I will. I can tell you that, that's for sure. An imaginary Morning Zoo program will get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame before I will. That's absolutely true.